Polling stations in Venezuela started closing with no indication of where the results stood for the election of the country's governors and mayors. But after boycotts in 2018 and 2020, this time opposition candidates made an all-out effort to win. John Otis is in Caracas with this report.
Voters lined up at this polling place in Caracas on Sunday, where security guards sprayed their hands with disinfectant before allowing them inside. Citing a deep economic crisis, many were thrilled to see opposition candidates back on the ballots. I don't like anything about this government because they can't fix anything, said Mirna Hernandez, who voted for a slate of opposition candidates. Most opposition candidates refused to participate in the last three elections, claiming the results were rigged. In addition, the government has banned prominent candidates and forced others into exile or prison. But these boycotts gave President Nicolás Maduro's ruling Socialist Party total control over every government institution.
Lamentablemente, esa estrategia no dio resultados.
Unfortunately, the strategy didn't work, says Andrés Choleter, an opposition candidate for mayor in the eastern Caracas district of Sucre. The opposition became much weaker. Ahead of Sunday's vote, the government made a few concessions, like allowing electoral observers from the European Union. Still, the opposition was shut out of state-run media. They also ran their campaigns on a shoestring due to the economic crisis.
Look, we got to welcome their participation in Venezuela's public debate. Men and women in the arena, despite the unfairness and the long odds.
That's Kevin O'Reilly, the top U.S. diplomat for Latin America, speaking at a recent forum.
But the real objective has to remain truly free and fair elections for president.
For his part, Maduro crowed about early indications that his ruling party had done well in Sunday's balloting.
A partir de estas elecciones, viene lo mejor.
Speaking at a news conference, he predicted the results would usher in a new era of peace and stability for Venezuela. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Caracas.